Comprehensive Stock Analysis Video Transcript for JetBlue Airways, JBLU. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of JetBlue Airways, ticker symbol JBLU. If you're an investor looking to understand the ins and outs of this airline stock, you're in the right place. We'll cover everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT analysis to help you make an informed decision. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. JetBlue Airways is a well-known name in the airline industry, often recognized for its focus on low-cost travel with a touch of premium service. Based in Long Island City, New York, JetBlue has carved out a niche in the competitive airline market by offering a unique customer experience. But how are they performing financially, and is this stock a buy right now? We're going to break it all down for you in this video, so stick around as we analyze every ALU. First up, let's talk about who JetBlue Airways is. Founded in 1998, JetBlue has grown to become a significant player in the U.S. airline industry, operating a fleet of over 200 aircraft, including Airbus A321s, A320s, and Embraer E190s, as of recent data. They're known for their customer-centric approach. Think free Wi-Fi, more legroom than most competitors, and a focus on point-to-point travel rather than the traditional hub-and-spoke model. JetBlue primarily serves destinations in the U.S., Caribbean, and Latin America, with a strong presence in cities like New York, Boston, and Fort Lauderdale. With over 23,000 employees, they've positioned themselves as a major employer in the industrial sector. Their mission? To bring humanity back to air travel. But let's see if their financials and strategy back up that bold statement. Now let's dive into JetBlue's revenue streams. For the fiscal year 2024, total revenue $2.799 billion, which is a slight decrease from $9.615 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment, the bulk of their revenue, about $8.617 billion, comes from passenger fares. That's roughly 93% of their top line, which shows how heavily reliant they are on ticket sales. The remaining $662 million comes from other products and services, like ancillary fees for baggage, seat selection, and in-flight purchases. Geographically, the numbers tell an interesting story. Domestic and Canada routes brought in $5.64 billion, making up the lion's share of revenue. The Caribbean and Latin America contributed $3.169 billion, showing JetBlue's strong foothold in leisure travel markets. Meanwhile, Atlantic routes added $470 million, a smaller but still notable piece of the pie. What's clear here is that JetBlue's revenue is heavily tied to North American and leisure travel demand, something to keep an eye on given economic fluctuations and travel trends. Are they diversifying enough? That's a question we'll revisit later. Let's move on to JetBlue's recent earnings performance. In their Q4 2025 report, JetBlue posted a quarterly loss of 49 cents per share, missing the Zacks consensus estimate of a 45 cents loss. This compares to a loss of 21 cents per share in the same quarter last year, showing a worsening bottom line. However, they did beat revenue estimates for the quarter, though specific figures weren't detailed in the news snippets. The market didn't take this news well. Shares gapped down from $5.08 to $4.73 before trading at $4.86.50 on the day of the announcement. Key takeaways? JetBlue is struggling with profitability, and this earnings miss highlights ongoing challenges. Rising costs, demand pressures, and perhaps operational hiccups could be at play. We'll dig deeper into what management has to say about this in a moment. Unfortunately, I don't have access to a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the most recent quarter to share specific management commentary. However, based on news reports, it's evident that JetBlue is navigating a tough environment. Analysts noted mixed signals heading into Q4, with fuel costs providing some relief, but demand pressures looming large. Management has likely discussed strategies to improve margins and address these losses, but without the transcript, we'll rely on financial data and news for now. If you've listened to the call, drop a comment below with any insights you found interesting. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of JetBlue's financial statements. Starting with the income statement, JetBlue's revenue has been relatively stable over the past few years, hovering around $9 billion annually since 2022. However, profitability is a major concern. In 2024, they reported a net loss of $795 million, or 230 cents per share, compared to a $310 million loss in 2023. Gross profit margins are decent at about 29%, but a net profit margin of negative 5.16% shows they're bleeding money after operating expenses and debt costs. Looking at the balance sheet, JetBlue ended 2024 with $1.921 billion in cash and equivalents, which is a healthy increase from $1.166 billion in 2023. Total assets stand at $16.841 billion, but total liabilities are a hefty $14.2 billion, leading to a high debt-to-equity ratio of 4.15. That's a red flag for investors. Too much leverage can be risky in a cyclical industry like airlines. Finally, the cash flow statement paints a mixed picture. Operating cash flow for 2024 was positive at $144 million, a good sign compared to the negative flows in 2020 during the pandemic. However, free cash flow is deeply negative at minus $1.353 billion due to heavy capital expenditures of $1.497 billion. They're investing in fleet and infrastructure, but at what cost to shareholders? Overall, the financials suggest JetBlue is in a tight spot, decent revenue, but struggling to turn a profit and burdened by debt. Now let's talk valuation. JetBlue's current market cap is approximately $1.848 billion, with a stock price of $5.08, as of the latest data. Their price-to-sales ratio is a low 0.1, which might suggest the stock is undervalued relative to revenue. However, the price-to-earnings ratio is negative at 94.09 due to ongoing losses, so traditional PE analysis isn't useful here. Looking at enterprise value, it's around $8.9333 billion when factoring in debt, which is significantly higher than the market cap. This reflects the heavy debt load we discussed earlier. Compared to industry peers in the airlines, airports, and air services space, where the average PE ratio is around 20.4, JetBlue's lack of profitability makes it a riskier bet. Forward PE data for 2027 and 2028 suggests analysts expect earnings to recover, with ratios of 41.5 and 29.29 respectively, but that's speculative at this point. Is JetBlue a bargain or a value trap? We'll explore that further in our intrinsic value analysis. Let's break down JetBlue's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in our SWOT analysis. Strengths. JetBlue has a strong brand identity tied to customer experience. Free Wi-Fi, extra legroom, and a focus on leisure markets give them a competitive edge over other low-cost carriers. Their operational network, especially in the Northeast U.S. and Caribbean, is a solid base, and recent expansions, like the new JFK-Cleveland route, show they're still growing. Weaknesses. Profitability is the big elephant in the room. Consistent net losses over the past few years, combined with a high debt-to-equity ratio of 4.15, signal financial strain. Their heavy reliance on passenger revenue also makes them vulnerable to demand shocks. Opportunities. JetBlue can capitalize on growing leisure travel demand, especially in Latin America and the Caribbean, where they've got a strong presence. Initiatives like the RD Orgullo Que Eleva campaign to celebrate Dominican culture show they're building cultural connections, which could boost brand loyalty. Plus, fleet modernization and cost-saving tech could improve margins if executed well. Threats. The airline industry is notoriously cyclical, and JetBlue faces intense competition from both low-cost carriers like Spirit and legacy airlines like Delta. Rising fuel costs, economic downturns, and regulatory scrutiny, especially after failed merger attempts like with Spirit, could derail growth plans. Not to mention, incidents like the recent near-mid-air collision with a U.S. Air Force jet raise safety perception risks. Overall, JetBlue has a solid foundation but needs to address profitability and debt to really soar. What do you think of their strategic position? Let me know in the comments. Let's take a look at JetBlue's recent stock performance. Over the past week, JBLU is down 4.91%, but it's up 7.46% over the past month and a strong 21.15% over the past 3 months. Looking further back, the stock gained 15.6% in 6 months, but is down 16.4% year over year and a staggering 65.6% over 5 years. That long-term decline is brutal and reflects the broader struggles in the airline industry post-pandemic, coupled with JetBlue's specific challenges. Technically, the stock recently crossed above its 200-day moving average, which some see as a bullish signal, though it's not a guarantee of upward momentum. At a price of $5.08, it's trading near the lower end of its historical range. For short-term traders, this could be a moment to watch for a bounce if positive catalysts emerge, but volatility remains high with an average volume of over 18 million shares. Long-term investors, however, might want to wait for clearer signs of a turnaround in profitability before jumping in. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see what JetBlue might truly be worth. I've been working on a discounted cash flow model to estimate the stock's fair value based on future cash flows. Given JetBlue's negative free cash flow of $1.353 billion in 2024 and ongoing losses, this is a challenging exercise. I'm projecting conservative revenue growth of 3-5% annually over the next 5 years, assuming leisure travel demand holds up. I've also factored in a gradual improvement in operating margins as they streamline costs, alongside a discount rate of 10% to account for industry risk and their high beta of 1.777. Capital expenditures will likely remain high, so free cash flow may not turn positive for a couple of years. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for JetBlue comes out to around $6.50 per share, suggesting a slight upside from the current price of $5.08. However, this is highly sensitive to assumptions about margin recovery and debt management. If losses persist or debt costs rise, the fair value could drop below the current price, making it a riskier bet. For conservative investors, I'd say the stock isn't a screaming buy yet. There's potential, but the risks are significant. What do you think of this valuation? Drop your thoughts below. All right, folks. Let's wrap this up. JetBlue Airways is a fascinating case study, a company with a strong brand and a unique market position, but one that's grappling with serious financial challenges. Their revenue base is solid, but consistent losses, high debt, and industry headwinds make this a risky investment right now. My intrinsic value estimate suggests a slight upside, but I'd approach JBLU with caution unless we see clear signs of a profitability turnaround. What's your take on JetBlue? Are you bullish or bearish on this stock? Let me know in the comments, and if you found this analysis helpful, please like the video, subscribe for more deep dives, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss our next stock breakdown. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.